The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, okay. Was that the Thanksgiving reading that you were expecting? You know, this is, to be honest, this is like my Thanksgiving treat. I love a good scriptural curveball, and I'm so thankful for it. It's it's a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of work to do. I mean, we're hearing about, you know, the exploits of Mattathias and his slaying his fellow Israelite who's making sacrifice on the altar of a counterfeit god, and recalling the zeal of Phinehas, and how powerful a scene that is to see, the uncompromising dedication of the man to Israel's God and to the worship of the true and living God. And it's very significant for us, especially as it relates to Thanksgiving, right? Because when St. Paul, in the closing of his letter to the Thessalonians, is going to say, "In all things, give thanks," right? He understands already that our capacity to do that, our capacity to give thanks at all times, is because we're worshiping the true and living God. Right? It's only because we have the Spirit of Jesus at work in us and working through us that we can both praise God at all times and so have true gratitude, true thanksgiving, and live the lives of joy that we've been called to. Joyful discipleship, right? We're going to follow Jesus in all things. I think it's significant when we get to the gospel passage, what this relationship looks like, especially from the heart of Jesus, okay? He's gone to, now these are words of condemnation, and I don't know, I think words of condemnation for us are always in season. If for nothing else, then we have to be reformed, we have to be renewed at every turn. And here, where Jesus is speaking words of condemnation over Jerusalem, he's doing it from a place of deep sorrow. We can feel, I think, and certainly if we read it in the right way, maybe this is for you, rather than to have it proclaimed from the ambo, the 19th chapter of Luke's gospel here, right before Jesus goes in and cleanses the temple. You know, there's power here. We hear that sorrow. We hear the sincerity of his love for his people, for the people to whom he's sent. But the challenge is, of course, that they're not living according to the covenant, and not living according to the covenant doesn't then reset you back to, you know, zero, right? It actually invokes the curse of God. And that's what Jesus is offering here. But he's not offering it from a pedestal, right? He's not offering it from, you know, his own kind of moral, the height of moral purity, although he could offer it from there. He's offering it on his way to Jerusalem and his way to the cross. He's going to suffer the fate of the people in order that they might be freed from that fate, in order that they might have true freedom, the true freedom of the sons and daughters of God, that they could actually live for him in all things, that they might offer sacrifice at the true altar, and not the altar of any counterfeit God. This is for us the task, right? We're giving thanks today. Wherever you want to find thanks in your heart, offer to God today, right? We can be thankful for at least something today. We're thankful for any number of things, right? As a people, right? As a community gathered to celebrate this total act of thanksgiving of Christ Jesus, this Eucharistia, right, which is itself thanksgiving, we're here to offer the thank offering of Jesus, and entering into that, our whole life, our whole heart can be transformed into thanksgiving, And we're thankful for the great and many gifts that God has given us as we recognize that these gifts that he gives us are themselves expressions of the covenantal relationship that we have entered into with him, which means that everything that he gives is to be used for his purposes. Yeah, so we need the purifying grace of Christ Jesus. We need his guidance, we need his direction, we need him to breathe his life into us. We need to receive from him his own flesh and blood that is nothing other than thanksgiving, in order that we might be able to make the sacrifice of praise of our entire life, the sacrifice of praise of our entire heart to God, and so live in his thanksgiving and bring a thankful offering to the world. Now, this is our challenge, is to say, yeah, where Jesus is preaching this ritual denunciation over Israel, he's also calling them to be Israel at last. Yeah, and it's the way of peace in which God establishes his people that is to be our way. Yeah, it's the way of total outpouring of self, both to God in praise and to our neighbor in love, that will have not only then us bring our thankful hearts before the Lord in the same thank offering of Christ Jesus, will enable the world as a whole to rejoice in thanksgiving for the mighty works that he's accomplishing not only in us, but also through us.